No, we've been doing a lot of exploring for a very, very long time. I mean, even if you go back to centuries ago when mankind was exploring the earth, and of course we are still exploring the surface of the earth, we're still exploring the waters, going as deep as we can go to find this, to find that. Of course, we've been exploring outer space, and we've been about the business of seeing if we can not only make discoveries out there, but make discoveries for entering outer space and using those inventions that help us get out there, stay out there, etc., to benefit us on the earth. Put satellites out there to help us watch TV and help with military battles, and on it goes. Well, one of the things that's been happening, as we've been hearing, is that with all the good that is taking place in outer space with regards to our explorations and computations and all of that, we've been leaving a lot of stuff in outer space. A lot of stuff. As a matter of fact, some of our friends from Seeker.com, I say our friends, I don't know them, but some of the people from Seeker.com can really bring home the significance of all that stuff that's building up in space.
Our planet is surrounded by a hazardous shell of space trash that's threatening any chance at future exploration beyond Earth. NASA defines orbital debris as any man-made object in Earth orbit which is no longer in use. This junk includes objects as small as screws and paint flecks to as large as spent rockets and satellites. There are so many abandoned objects that the U.S. military issues over 20 warnings each day for potential space collisions. So now, scientists are starting to deploy sci-fi-inspired spacecraft to clean up our mess. But it's not going to be easy. Since humanity's first satellite lifted off, we've launched thousands of satellites and spacecrafts, of which only a fraction are still active. Many of the retired satellites are wasting away in low Earth orbit, breaking apart into millions of smaller pieces that make up the artificial junk cocoon surrounding our planet. This is a huge problem, because these tiny pieces of trash are traveling 10 times as fast as a bullet, and a collision between a 10-centimeter sphere of aluminum and a spacecraft would have the same outcome as the detonation of 7 kilograms of TNT. And the potential for collisions is highly likely. In 2013, Ecuador's first satellite collided with a cloud of particles from an old Soviet rocket. And in 2018, the Cryosat-2 spacecraft was on a crash course with a rogue object, so the European Space Agency had to shift the spacecraft out of its normal orbit. The International Space Station has also been hit by debris, and has the scars to prove it. To protect the ISS and future spacecraft, European scientists developed Remove Debris, a satellite built to combat space junk. And in mid-2018, the first-of-its-kind Cosmic Custodian was on the clock in space. Remove Debris is testing out several different ways to dispose of space junk launched from the satellite, one of which is the net, a spiderweb of sorts made of super-strong material designed to capture junk. 6 small motors act as weights to spread the net to 5 meters across. The motors are then used to close the net around the debris. After a successful capture, the weight of the net drags the junk into Earth's atmosphere, where it'll burn up. Remove Debris will also test out a harpoon to snare rogue objects. The harpoon projectile is about the size of a pen and has a set of barbs near the tip which will latch on to the target. These scientists aren't the only ones taking on the role of space cleanup. Russian engineers are attempting to use a process called laser ablation, in which a beam would irradiate an object, like a lost screw, removing layers until it is entirely vaporized. While we're finally making progress on the cleanup, potential solutions like Remove Debris are still just being tested, so they aren't yet being used at their full potential. And even if the experiments prove to be successful, legal hurdles are preventing a start to the cleanup. Until we perfect one of these concepts, scientists are focusing on monitoring debris using technology like NASA's Space Debris Sensor, which helps zone in on objects too small to detect from Earth. But just like pollution here at home, if we don't find a solution, the consequences will be catastrophic and will certainly hinder any plans of future spacecraft and humans venturing beyond Earth.
And that's one of the things that I was thinking about as they were talking about that. You know, I know that we have some companies that are really working to get people out into outer space just for fun. We're not talking about the people going out there for scientific reasons or for military purposes, just for fun. Get in one of these crafts that'll take you out there, let you hang out for a couple of hours and bring you on back to Earth. I couldn't help but wonder what the chances are that whatever spacecraft they might be in would possibly fly into or be hit by some of the space debris. And you know, as humans, we're not about to stop by exploring and all of that kind of stuff. So how do we go about the business of doing some cleanup as we go, rather than leaving stuff out there in outer space while we're out there in the outer space and just leave it to someone else to get rid of it?